Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dinesh Pandey, and my co-advisor or co-author here, Dr. Vidish Maharjan, who is serving as my PhD advisor at University of Nebraska-Lincoln. Today, I'm going to talk about the potential agricultural use of high carbon char as soil amendment, which is a laboratory incubation. So I put a first slide with this picture where I'm going to give you an idea about the soils in semi-arid regions. The soils are relatively low in soil organic matter or soil carbon. It could be due to the several reasons, with the wine erosion, water erosion, and also due to the intensive cultivations. Since the soil carbon is directly related to the ability of soil nitrogen, and it also affects for the nitrogen cycling in soils. So this picture, I'm just trying to give an example. Many research support that the crop uptake for the nitrogen is not more than 50% in many cases. So it means like we are reducing nitrogen, whatever the sources we are applying in soils. The possible sources is due to the leaching in terms of nitrate. In terms of gaseous emission, it could be ammonia volatilization or also through the nitrous oxide emission. So we have to consider how we can minimize the reductions. We need a certain kind of technology or certain kind of approach which can reduce the losses of nitrogen to increase the efficiency of nitrogen use, and at the same time to reduce the environmental degradation. So with this concept, we came up with the idea where we have this high carbon char. Here under in the slide, I'm mentioning high carbon char as a char, which is a residue from the inception burning of coal. Actually, this is a byproduct of a sugar beet. And it contains around 30% of carbon, including many essential plant nutrients, such as nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and many micronutrients. So if the char has this kind of properties, why don't we use for soil amendment? But there are very less or no studies that how these char are going to be used in a soil nitrogen dynamics. To work this one, we develop a hypothesis that char might be helpful to reduce the nitrogen loss from fertilizer soils. If this is our hypothesis, then what is our assumption, or what could be the possible way that we derive that improved retention of applied nitrogen by electrostatic absorption? This means the char, it has a high surface area. It may work with the properties or mechanism of electrostatic absorption. The another person, I mentioned that char, it contains high carbon. And definitely, when there is a high carbon in the soil, it may also promote the immobilization for the nitrogen availability. So to test this hypothesis, we develop an objective to evaluate the fate and transport of soil nitrogen following nitrogen fertilizer application under different rate of char. For the experimental setup in a laboratory or incubation condition, we pick up two different types of soil. One is sandy loam soil from western Nebraska. The place is called Scotts Bluff, and the another is loamy soil from the Sydney, Nebraska. And those two soils were air dried and brought into the apparently 10% of ground gravimetric water content. And those soils were placed in this soil column, which has a height of 30 centimeter, but we place soil up to the 24 centimeter with maintaining the bulk density 1.4 megagram per cubic meter. So to give an idea about what is the soil column completely, this is the bottom part which is going to attach here. This is the middle section of the top part which is here, and this one is the topmost part which is here. So in this soil, we apply the six different rate of char. As mentioned, 0, 6.8, 13.6, 20.4, 17.27.2, and 30.34 tons per hectare. Apparently, these are equivalent to 0, 6,000, 12,000, 18,000, 24,000, and 30,000 pounds per acre. And also, those soils were fertilized with urea ammonium nitrate at the rate of 201 kg per hectare. All the experiments were arranged in the RCVD with the four replications. So I mentioned that this is our incubation. We simulated our study that what happened actually in the May 2017 in Scotts Bluff. So this precipitation value is about information of amount of rainfall in Scotts Bluff. So if this is a calendar of May 2017, so we concluded from May 1 to May 31. So here, whatever the amount of rainfall, we applied or we added equivalent of amount of water in soil column. So this one, first with the ammonia volatilization, first we measure every day, then after we make alternate date until day 21. After that, we kept a 3 days interval here. For the nitrous oxide emission, we just use an alternative day. It goes in the same pattern throughout the incubation period. Since we are adding the water, we try to collect nitrates as a water solution. And we were able to collect nitrate leaching 3 times. This tree with a light blue color, but it was just for one leachate for the loamy soil. And after the end of experiment, we divided those soils into the different 4 depth, as I mentioned, like our 24 centimeter soil depth was divided into 4 different depths. And this depth was useful for the measuring the soil residual nitrogen. This is the first result with ammonia volatilization. On the x-axis, we have a day from 1 to 29, and a y-axis with a cumulative average ammonia loss for applied nitrogen. As I mentioned, we applied nitrogen through the urea ammonium nitrate. The amount was 39.9 milligram, and these values on a y-axis, the range is different, but it says like a loamy soil. We can see here, the lowest rate of char has a higher emission, followed by the control in the red. In the sandy loam soil, the control treatment shows the highest rate of ammonia volatilization, followed by the lowest rate of char. But in the both case, highest rate of char has the lowest rate of ammonia volatilization. So our results were, we can conclude that application of higher rate of char can help to reduce the ammonia volatilization. Another picture about the nitrate leaching. Notice that I mentioned earlier we had just one leachate from loamy soil, this in a green or blue color, and this in a red color with a sandy loam soil. On our x-axis we have a different rate, and on the y-axis we have a cumulative average nitrate leachate for applied nitrogen. So from the data, if you go with a loamy soil, there is no significant difference between different rate, but when you compare higher and the lower rate of char, we can see the very clear difference between the lowest and the highest amount of char application. So this means sum up to char is helpful to reduce the nitrate leachate in a loamy soil. It may not work exactly for all types of soil. It could be that's what we get in the sandy loam soil with no any difference. And this one is for nitrous oxide gas emissions. What is the trend here? So char is relatively coarse in texture. When it's mixed with a coarse soil, definitely, and we are simulating our incubation with a field condition of May 2017, and we are adding water also. So we just see somehow opposite trend between the two different type of soil, where the nitrous oxide gas emission was higher in a loamy soil. And it was higher with the lowest rate of char or sometimes with the control treatment. But for the both cases, the trend was when you add a higher rate of char, that is going to be reduce the ammonia. That is going to be reduce the nitrous oxide volatilization in terms of a kg per hectare. So we can say when you add the higher rate of char, it is going to be helpful for the reduction of nitrous oxide emission from the soil. So our conclusion is when you apply char, it is going to be helpful for the reduction of ammonia volatilization, which was very significant with our results. But we see the similar trend, I'm not saying the significant result, but a similar trend for the nitrous oxide gas emission and nitrate leaching. So our study suggests and our findings support that whatever the hypothesis we develop, that it can be used as a soil amendment to reduce, to increase the soil nitrogen retention and to minimize the environmental nitrogen losses. So where we see the very significant results with ammonia and nitrous gas losses. So our study also suggests or provides a baseline study to conduct a field level study to evaluate the potential agricultural use of char as soil amendment. Application of char may also promote soil sustainability, since we have seen some trend that application of char can reduce the nitrous oxide gas emission, but again, we need further studies to test our hypothesis or to verify our data. Thank you again.
Thank you. So time for questions.
Yes, please.
Yeah, you mentioned that you hypothesized that the microbes would actually affect the mobilization of N. Were you able to measure the microbial diversity across the various levels of char application?
Yes, that's true. Like our hypothesis was based on two concepts. One was for the soil nitrogen retention. It could be due to the adsorption, electrostatic adsorption, and second one, because char contained a high amount of carbon, it could possibly immobilize. But from our study, we did not see, or we cannot say, the immobilization was a major driving factor for our results.
Okay, so like, what were the dominating microbes present? Because I know when you talk of the narrative server, maybe the identifiers would be those microbes that are involved in the other processes of the narrative cycle. Which ones are the dominant
I did not go very detailed with the soil microbiology, but definitely in terms of a nitrous oxide gas emission, which was seen high in the loamy soil, so denitrification process was major, but I did not go through it to the microbial process. Yes, please.
What's your soil pH?
The soil pH is about 6.5 to 6.8.
Both?
Yes.
Soil.
Right.
After you apply char, what's the difference?
After application of char, we did not measure soil pH, sorry. Thank you. Yes, please.
So, what do you think is the reason for different effects of char in two different soils?
Because the soils, one with the loamy soil and the sandy loam soils, those are first difference in the soil aggregate size. And the sandy loam soil is relatively coarse in the texture, and the loamy soil, which is also considered as the ideal soil. So, first thing is definitely in terms of texture. Yes, please.
Which material did you feedstock to make the biochar?
Oh, we did not make this from ourselves, but we use from a certain local industry. They provided the char, and we tested already. And also, like I just want to show one picture here. If you see here on the char, this char is at like a size smaller than 2 mm, but this is not a raw material that what you can get from the industry.
All right, I guess we have to stop and move on to our next speaker. Thank you so much.
Thanks.